I mentioned the website, and if you've been perusing it over the last few weeks, you may have seen talk of my next guest who joined me in the studio. Because, you know, we all remember the likes of the Beano and the Dandy, our beloved illustrations, which I had my weekly subscription to. But, of course, things have changed. I'm older, we're all older, and the latest trend is what's known as manga-style comics. Now, Sonia and Emma, who join me in the studio now, are part of a growing trend of manga artists gathering in the Eastern region and have just launched a manga version of Hamlet and Romeo and Juliet. I almost said that Hamlet wrote Romeo and Juliet. Was, you know, I'm pretty thick, but I'm not that thick. You'll be good to know. Now, manga is Japanese animated cartoon, is that what?
Manga specifically refers to comics, Japanese comics. Anime refers to Japanese animations, so that refers to Japanese cartoons.
All right, yeah. Is it animation in a manga style, or is that... No, it's different.
Yeah. Two different animals. Industries.
Yeah. Manga is comics, anime is cartoons.
All right, now just whose voice is whose? Sonia?
Okay. Yep, this is Sonia.
Present. Hi. Emma?
Hello, I'm Emma.
Present, well done. We can continue. So you're into the comic illustration part of it,
yeah.
Then?
Yeah.
All right. And that is it very popular in this country? Do we have many manga artists?
You'd be amazed. We've kind of had this hidden hive of people for the last few years, kind of building under the surface, unbeknown to the main population.
And yes, now we're going to take over the world.
Yeah,
someday.
We've been building up a fortress actually, and an arsenal of. No, we are taking.
You sound
over
like mole people. Who have been conspiring for years.
Manga
beneath
fans,
our feet.
Mole people, very similar. No, it is now becoming very, very popular. I mean, for years it has been popular for a long time. In this country, it's just been a very kind of underground thing. It's quite alternative, but thanks to the likes of Pokemon and later Yu-Gi-Oh and that kind of thing, it's making its way out to the mainstream. And a lot of the kids who got into things like Pokemon when it first came out, whatever it was, 10 years ago now,
oh,
it was quite a long time
now,
ago. So that generation are now growing older, and they're wanting to read something, and they're, because they've already got that interest because of Pokemon, they're now discovering things like, you know, manga for teenagers. So it's really nice because most of us are now just the old fogey generation.
who got into it about 10-15 years ago,
yeah,
with the first wave of animation and comics that came from Japan, like around about the late 80s, early 90s. Mm. There were lots of sci-fi sort of very, very hard action sort of films, things like Ghost in the Shell, Akira. I mean, some of these are these can be considered things like cult classics because you often see them in places like Forbidden Planet and such. But now there's a lot more modern stuff coming around, and it's good to see that, you know, that the youngsters are now growing up and wanting more, to see more stuff that's more edgy.
Mm. There's so much more variety now than there used to be. Yeah. So.
And I guess the success and the growing popularity of I know we're talking about cartoons, but the films likes of Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle, that kind of is adding to the interest, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Particularly the way how the mainstream audiences have been exposed to it. I mean, it's a great thing that Studio Ghibli Productions, the people who did things like Kiki's Delivery Service, Spirited Away, but also Princess Mononoke, things like that. All those productions have actually gotten lots of cinema releases, and so a lot of people are coming to it without, you know, having to be in the scene already. And so that's once you learn about anime and manga, it's difficult to unlearn about it. Is the thing I like to say.
What is the appeal to younger, newer generations now then over Desperate Dan and Dennis the Menace?
I was talking to someone the other day about what was it that appealed me to manga and anime, and I said there were two answers. I feel like Monty Python thing. But there's two answers to how you can kind of answer it. You can either say, well, you know, the sensible answer is that, it's just an amazing new approach to storytelling, which is utterly true. It's a completely different style of artwork. I mean, if we're talking manga, the comics, as opposed to anime, so we're not confusing things. But, yeah, on the manga, we're saying it's an incredible new approach to storytelling, to pacing. It's visually dynamic. The characters are so expressive. So that's the sensible answer, and that's true. But then there's also the answer, which probably is true for a lot of younger people reading it, and I can say this because it's true for myself, is that the shallow answer, which is that it's just more pretty, it's more attractive. It's you don't fancy Desperate Dan, you know, funny, but you don't really find him attractive. Whereas with manga, I think a lot of younger people are getting into these comics because these characters are appealing, you know, they're really quite attractive.
They're very beautifully drawn. And with this comes the reason why I think manga has has a much larger following and you know, is actually opening up the comics and graphic novel market. Prior to the beautiful style of comics that we see in manga, we have a lot of gritty sci-fi stuff. So things like 2000 AD, but also, you know, I mean, the ones you've mentioned already, Bino, Dandy, these things have tend to appeal to either very young kids or to teenage boys who you'd normally see a comic geek in a comic store.
I always have to
Although,
jump
yes,
in at
I know,
point.
She loves X-Men, so she's a big exception.
I'm a huge
she's
Western
big fan
comics
of the X-Men.
Fan as well.
But there are a lot of girls out there who are turned off by that sort of thing. Whereas manga has opened up the market a lot more to female readers. Mm. And so, ooh, we actually want to read a comic which has got lots of romance, lots of things about models who are fighting over each other, or lots of soap opera drama, or in fact, really nice looking guys.
Mm. I'm starting to regret modelling myself on Desperate Dan now. And I'm going to take the neckerchief off now. I thought that was a bad move.
That cow pie ornament you're carrying around with you is a bit sad.
Let's have a look. You say it's prettier. It's much nicer. Let's have a look at the book. What have you got? Oh, have you got right. there?
Sonia's got hers as well, but this is Hamlet.
This is Hamlet in manga form. What have you got there,
Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. Okay. It just looks like, yeah, a sort of comic book, a manga comic book. It is quite more expressive, isn't it? And I get, when you see action sort of portrayed in manga, it does sort of physically almost jump out of the page. Mm. And it's got a definite style, a definite look, the sort of the wide big eyes. And is that hard to learn that style, or is it something that comes natural
to
you guys?
Well, the thing is, and a big thing, because we're both part of a group called Sweat Drop, which is a kind of UK manga group, and we're lucky to have a really nice community on the forum of people who draw manga as well. And one of the things that we say to people, though, when you're talking about learning the style, really, it never quite works if someone has specifically set out to learn how to draw manga. I think it's got to be one of those things that, you know, most of the people in Sweat Drop, it's kind of the style we naturally draw in because it's what we've watched, it's what we've read, it's just what has inspired us, and so our style has gone that way.
Some of us, some of our work can look very, very Japanese inspired. Others looks like a fusion between sort of Western and Eastern styles of drawing. So I know a few people who use very realistic styles or mix it up with a sort of cute, almost Cartoon Network slash sort of manga style. Mm. You know, so it's... To be honest, the stereotype of manga is of the characters having very large eyes and very small mouths and very, very big hair. But these days, more and more, we're getting to see more fusions. I mean, a lot of Japanese artists are now taking on much more modern, minimalist approaches. You'll get characters with much more narrower, realistic sort of looking, like sort of faces and eyes and things. I think manga is a bit more about the storytelling rather than how the characters look like. Mm. I mean, from what you can see in the comics, they are... manga comics have a lot more, there's a lot more room to breathe, I think. The pacing in manga comics is such that it's spread out a lot more, and the paneling used in manga is very different to what you would normally see in a lot of traditional Western comics.
And part of the reason that manga looks so different, when someone who is maybe used to Western comics first picks up a manga book and they instantly think, what's so different about this? The key difference that's so obvious you sometimes don't see it is, of course, that it's all black and white. And we're quite used in the West to seeing comics in colour. And because it was black and white, that meant two things. It meant that A, the creators over there were working on a cheap medium, so they could afford to spend more time with pacing on the pages because they weren't thinking, oh God, each page has got to cost
each page
this
has
much
got to print.
Cost
this much,
yeah. You know, so it was cheaper, but also because it's black and white, they had to be so much more expressive and creative with the lines.
I thought it was so I could colour it in. never mind. Emma and Sonia, we have to end it there. But thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Really interesting, fascinating stuff. And how can we find out more about you guys at, was it Sweat Drop Studios? And-
Well, if you just go to www.sweatdrop.com, sorry, three W's, and remember to spell it Sweat Drop, not Sweatshop, although we do work ourselves to the bones sometimes.
And of course, selfmadehero.co.uk or .com is the publisher of the manga Shakespeare as well.
Brilliant, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. So I think there's more details on our website as well, bbc.co.uk/Cambridgeshire